Hello. In today's episode, we will be covering the topic of putting yourself first. In today's society, if you are a man, you are a target. Society doesn't care about you or what happens to you. You can't trust anyone to be by your side. Friends will come and go, families grow apart. When you are on your deathbed, it's just going to be you. This is the cold hard truth that you need to hear. This may sound dark, but at the end of the day, the only person you can rely upon is yourself. You may be thinking, isn't that being narcissistic, putting yourself in front of others? I will be covering personality disorders in upcoming videos, so I will not get into great detail about narcissistic personality disorder. It is not narcissistic to put yourself first. When you fly on a plane, you are instructed to put your oxygen mask on before trying to assist others. Men are expendable. The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released its annual census of fatal occupational injuries. The data likely being surprising to some people. Looking at 139 separate occupations and discrete industries, an obvious pattern quickly emerges. The safest workplaces are indoors, and the safest occupations frequently require education beyond high school. The most deadly occupations, on the other hand, are outside and often involve operating equipment. This largely drives the huge difference in workplace fatalities between men and women, with 4,761 men dying on the job compared to 386 women in 2017. The fatality rate for men was about 10 times that of women, 5.7 per 100,000 versus 0.6 per 100,000 for women. Men put themselves on the sacrificial altar for society, only to be spit on. I am here to tell you, it is time to put yourself first. What do I mean by putting yourself first? You are given 24 hours in each day. That time needs to be dedicated to you completely. You need to focus on earning money, especially when you are young, so you can live out your old age with lots of wealth and no stress about paying bills. You want to stash cash like Scrooge McDuck. You need shelter, food, water, clothing, and other basic necessities. You can't rely on anyone to write you a check. You need to earn that money with your own two hands. Work hard while you are young. Others will party and piss away their youth, but will pay for it later. You should grind like a madman. You can thank me for this tip later. Financial experts always emphasize, the younger you are able to start investing, the better. It has a compound effect. Think of it like a snowball rolling down a hill. The snowball effect rapidly takes off. Not many people are able to do this. 78% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. They are trapped to the 9-to-5 grind for all their life. They are sucked into the Sarlacc pit and never make it out alive. I'm telling you to become like Boba Fett and escape the tentacles of the Sarlacc. Once you have achieved financial freedom, you will be on cruise control for life. With several streams of income, you will have lots of free time. You will be able to dedicate time for your hobbies, travel, fitness, and overall have a higher quality of life. Time is a very valuable asset. You can never recreate more of it or go back in time. Time travel is not possible as of yet.
Look out!
When you are not locked into the 9-to-5 grind, you have the luxury of time to do whatever you want. You will be able to focus on the four pillars of a good life. These consists of health, wealth, love, and happiness. These are the areas in which you should focus on to improve your life for the better. Lastly, if you have tons of money and time, you will be able to help others. So you see, in the end, putting yourself first would allow you to help others, if that's something you want to do. Before we end today's episode, Uncle Arthur would like to give you a little motivation.
Good evening, you filthy animals. I adopted this philosophy long ago. Now, in my ripe old age, I am able to travel the world, doing whatever I want. I have been able to help my fellow mankind by donating over $10 million to the Woolly Mammoth Resurrection Project. I can't wait to have those tundra beasts brought back to walk among us. Lads, your potential is limitless. So go now. Go earn your bread. And remember to run away when single mothers approach you.
Thanks for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as the strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I'll walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a shadows in the corners of your mind. I go with the windows. I run but I don't hide. I hear the call of the wild, whispering the name. No, I can't be tamed. My heart belongs to the night. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a